invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Ty Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed's McQuarrie. Luigi Basco left Italy to start his new life in America. He promised his mother that he would write and tell her about his adventures. So now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes to Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, it's now Christmas shopping season. And all the good Americans, they're moving out of their houses and they start to live in one big place. Department stores. Mamma mia, you should have seen the crowds. Yesterday, I went to Caesar Rosebuck. I went there to buy a 2 cents washer for my sink, which is leaking. Five times I'm a start off to the hardware department. And five times the crowd is pushing me back to the ladies' house coats. Finally, I'm coming home with the 2 cents washer for the sink, which the clerk is a gift wrapped tied with a pink ribbon and a stamp that don't open up before Christmas. Why does it turn out nice anyway? This Christmas, even my sink is going to be surprised with a present. Mamma mia, yesterday I'm sent to you your Christmas present. A bread toaster. This is a wonderful American invention, but it's the one thing I'm warning you about. Don't try to stuff in the whole bread at the one time. Put in just the one slice of bread, and don't do nothing until you see the smoker come out. Then you take out of the bread, scrape off the black part, and eat. This is a taste almost as good as a plain of bread that's stale. But at Christmas time, Mom, everybody has got a list with the friend's name on it. I've got mine too. Everybody's name is on it, except my countryman Pasquale. Because for him, I'm got something extra special. All year long, I'm put away $1 a week in my bank's Christmas club. So now I'm got $50 just for this big surprise for Pasquale. It's a wonderful surprise. And it's such a big secret, I'm hate even to tell him myself. But you, I can tell him, Mamma Mia. You see, everybody is a get to somebody. So, oh, here comes a Pasquale. He's in my store now. I'm right to you, Mole.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale. Merry Christmas.
And a Merry Christmas to you, little banana nose. Luigi, I know you're short of money, so don't get me nothing that you can't pay out in the 12 easy installments.
All right, Pasquale. Pasquale, you finished with your Christmas shopping yet?
Luigi, how would you like to see television every night the next year?
Oh, Pasquale, you shouldn't.
Don't worry, I didn't.
Well, what are you talking?
I'm only teasing, Luigi. I'm going to buy you a big, beautiful television set.
Oh, Pasquale, you wonderful.
Sure, and I'm not going to get you just a plain little 10-inch screen.
No.
This is going to have a 16-inch screen. Oh. It's going to keep out all of the flies.
Thank you, Pasquale.
Also, this set is going to have a 100-foot electric cord.
Yeah, but Pasquale, I'm got a little room. I'm don't need 100-foot electric cord to reach the socket.
Oh, I forgot to tell you something, little cabbage puss. You're gonna plug the cord in a new store, but the television set is gonna play in my daughter Rosa's room.
Miss Clara, you mean every time I'm going to watch the television set there? I'm going to do it to what are your daughter?
That's the right, you lucky pups to you.
But, Clara, if you don't mind, I'm rather listening to my radio.
That's the matter. Don't you think there's enough to see on the television?
Well, sure, Pasquale. But with your daughter Rosie in the room, who's going to be able to see it?
Oh, Luigi, will you stop her with the fat to talk? So what if my Ray Roses weighs 250 pounds? That's not so big. It's all the way you look at it.
Pasquale, if you don't mind, I'm rather not to look.
Oh, Luigi, why don't you think about it? Be fair. Remember, there's a two sides to everything.
Yeah, but there's an eighth side to Russia.
Oh, Luigi, you make me so mad. Remind me, after you give me my Christmas present, I never should have spoken to you again.
All right, Pasquale. Now, if you don't mind, please, I'm going to go to my night school class.
All right, go, Luigi. Now, remember, don't go spending any money on me for Christmas. Huh? My waist is a 56 and my neck size is a 19.
All right, Pasquale. Goodbye. I'm going to see you later.
Yeah, that little pumpkin head. Where is he going to get the money to buy any good presents anyway? He's always got to come to me for money. I'm his private little marshal plan. Hey, what's this he's left behind? Little envelope. I'm no like to peek, but if the inside of the envelope wants to peek on me... Hey, what's this? $50. Oh, he's a do something behind my back. Let's see what he's write on this paper. Christmas list. Well, my name must be on the top. Miss Spaulding. Schultz, Horowitz, Olson. Hey, must be saving me for the last. The mailman, Rosa, window cleaner, Officer Flanagan, Tommy the newsboy, Jake the pickler man. He left me out. $50. He's a hid away from me and he's a left me out. To me. He's a guardian, an American. When he's a come here from Italy, I'm going to give him his first pair of shoes. His first haircut. His first comic book. And when he's not going to read it, I was to help him out. I was to get somebody to read it to him. No present for Pasquale, huh? I'm going to show him this list and this money. I ain't going to keep it. I'm just going to hold it for him till Christmas,
1999. All right, class, quiet, please. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Horowitz?
Yeah.
Mr. Olson?
Yeah.
Mr. Schultz?
Up, Danta, up, listen.
Mr. Schultz, is that supposed to be St. Nicholas calling his reindeer?
It ain't Frankie Lane calling his mule, Dane. Clippity-clop.
Mr. Schultz, no more singing. And stop cracking your belt.
All right. Down, Hickok. Smile, Miss Spaulding. It's just the Christmas spirit. Here's a little present I brought for you.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Schultz.
Miss Spaulding, I brought you something, too.
Here's my gift to Miss Spaulding.
I brought you something also.
Ooh, what a bunch of copycats.
So class, is it? Well, it's wonderful. I can't find the words.
Who cares as long as you don't find the price tag?
Schultz, Horowitz Olsen. Here, I'm brought to you some little things or two.
Thank you, Luigi. Oh, that's wonderful.
Fellas, should I do it to him now?
Sure, go ahead.
Luigi, we got together yesterday after class, and, well, we all talked about you and what a nice fella you was, and but we shipped in, and here's your Christmas present, and that's all.
Merry Christmas,
Mr. Basco.
Oh, friends, what a wonderful present. This is the most beautiful fountain pen I've ever owned. This is the only fountain of pen I'm ever on. Mamma mia. A gold top with a beautiful inner side.
Luigi, go ahead. Read the inscription that we wrote to you on the pen.
Your heart, Luigi, and they come straight from the heart.
All right, I'm going to read. 14 carats of gold filled.
Luigi, you're reading the poem. Here on the cap you read.
Oh, with a sincere friendship, Christmas of 1949. Oh, classes are beautiful. And I'm a chance to think of any other words that you could have added.
More words? If we added any more words, we'd have you ended up with 2 mountains.
Luigi, we're glad you like it. It was just a slight return for the presents you got us.
Luigi, what did you get for Pasquale?
Huh? Oh, well, for Pasquale, I'm getting something extra special. You see, he's the one who's brought me to this country. He's a watch over me all of the time. So I'm getting him a big surprise.
A wallet?
A what?
A necktie?
A noose?
No, class, it was none of those things. It's a surprise.
Well, give us a hint, Owen.
Well, it's something that Pasquale no can touch, smell, or feel. He's not going to keep it, but once he's got it, he's not going to change it.
Stop, Luigi. You're getting us all for shimmers.
Come on, Luigi. You just got a curiosity all at all.
Yeah, what are you going to give Pasquale?
Well, yesterday I went to the bank, took out the money, and I said to myself, what am I going to get Pasquale that's different? Something that nobody has ever given anybody before.
Uh-huh, so you're getting him a shrunken mummy head.
Mr. Schultz, will you please stop interrupting and let Mr. Basco finish?
Well, anyway, I'm a took of this money, and I'm a... Mamma mia.
Well, is something wrong, Mr. Basco?
Well, Pasquale's a Christmas money. It's a mission. I'm a lost.
No, look, wait, Luigi. Point look in all your pockets.
Your aunt, Fasting, so you might have left it.
No, I'm a left it. No place. I'm a lost it. Oh, it's terrible. Please, Miss Pauline, you excuse me. I'm going to go look for it.
Oh, certainly, Mr. Basco.
Luigi, don't take it so hard. Smile. It's only money. So you lost it. What are you going to do? Jump off the bridge? How much money did you lose?
$50.
$50? Luigi, move over and I'll jump off with you.
Act of Luigi Basco's adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, Mamma Mia, it's no use even to tell you what wonderful a present I was going to get for Pasquale. Because I was a loss of the $50, I was a saver for it. All night long, I'm looking at streets with my searchlight. No money, and it's cost me 20 cents for batteries. Also, in my house, I'm look all over. Under my rug, in the flower pot, in the chandelier. All I'm find is a dust in a flower pot, in a chandelier, and a no lamp, but the one that's no work. Also, I'm push away all the furniture, sweep up all of the floors. Dust under the couch and at the bed. I'm no fan of the money, Mamma Mia, but today I'm got the cleanest room in Chicago. Mamma Mia, I'm got no heart to look at Pasquale. Right now I'm see him looking through the window. He don't see me, but I'm see him. Yeah, he's talking to Rosa, and he's look very mad. I'm gonna just imagine what he's saying to her about me.
Rosa, stop beating her for a minute. I want to talk to you.
All right, Papa.
Rosa, who's the best friend that Luigi ever had?
You, Papa.
And who's treated him better, fairer than anybody in this country?
You, Papa.
And who's turned out to be a rotten, ungrateful jackass?
You, Papa.
But this time I'm sending you into college. Can you say nothing but you, Papa?
Go back into you, Papa.
Rosa, from now on, we're through with a Luigi. Don't ever associate with him. Don't go near him. Don't ever let me see you thinking about him.
Can I marry you, Papa?
Not even a doctor. Rosa, if he was to come back to you on his hands and his knees, what would you say to him?
Luigi, you want to play piggyback?
Oh, come your face. I'm so mad out of him, he's never going to get back his $50. Some Christmas listies I had. Presents for everybody, even Jake the Piccolo Man. But for me, nothing. It's not the present so much. I wouldn't care if he was to give me a cheap 29-cent necktie. Same one I gave him last year. Oh, I'm so mad out of him, I'm going to cut him out of my will.
Papa, have you got a will?
No, but I'm going to make one out just so I can cut him out.
Papa, maybe Luigi just forgot about you.
Impossible. I've been a-hinting since the Thanksgiving. Forgot, huh? Rosa, mind the store. I'm going to talk with that little pup squeak. I'm not going to stand this. Better have a good reason why he left me out of his Christmas list. I'm going to break his neck and... Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Pasquale. Merry Christmas.
That all depends. What are you looking so sad about? You did something you're sorry for, maybe?
Pasquale, I'm a lost little white envelope, but maybe you was a founder?
Absolutely not, and I can approve it with a 6 of witnesses.
I'm a believer, Pasquale.
Luigi.
What, Pasquale?
You didn't forget anything lately, did you?
Forget?
Well, you know, it's the season now for Santa Claus. People are being generous. Fill the stockings over the fireplace.
Pasquale, I'm sorry, but...
Don't butter me no butts. Luigi, all year long, you've been crying about that broken-down old radio you got that's always blowing the tubes. So yesterday, I went out and I bought you something.
A new radio?
No, 3 new tubes. That was going to be your present, including a few other things I was going to get you. But now you're going to forget them.
Pasquale, please listen.
After all, a fellow who's a forgetter, I'm alive.
Pasquale, I'm a didn't forget to you.
Huh? You got something for me, Luigi? Are you saving for surprise, eh, Luigi?
Yeah, Pasquale. Here's your present and a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Luigi. What a beautiful fountain pen.
Uh-huh.
Look, a gold cap for 14 carats of point.
That's right.
Oh, there's a writing on it.
Uh-huh.
With a sincere friendship, for Christmas of 1949. Luigi, I got to apologize to you. I had you all wrong.
That's right, Pasquale. As long as you're happy enough.
I do. I'm very happy. Now, you did me a favor, I'm going to do you a favor.
Pasquale, please, no Rosa.
It's not the roses, it's something else. Luigi, when you left the store yesterday, I was standing there, and suddenly...
Luigi, my fellow boober.
Oh, hello, Schultz.
Smile, Luigi. A Merry Christmas to everybody. Even you, Pasquale.
Merry Christmas to Mr. Delicatessen, the man.
Luigi, I never got a chance to really thank you for that little wallet you gave me for a present.
That's all right, Schultz. He used it in a good hand.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I love that little secret compartment inside where you can hide the money. You know, it's really very tricky. It took my wife 10 minutes to find it.
Smile, everybody. Be like me, always laughing.
Ooh, my rheumatism is killing me.
But anyway, Luigi, thanks for the wallet. And it's too bad that you didn't find it.
I want to talk about
you. Just a second, Luigi. Pasquale. It's too bad that Luigi couldn't get you a present this year. What are you talking about? Luigi would never forget his best friend, Pasquale.
Pasquale,
Look, Schultz, Luigi is giving this to me.
Pasquale.
That's a very expensive present.
Himmel, ain't that the same fountain pen that Klaus gave you, Luigi?
Ah.
Yes. That's right, the shorter. I'm like it is so much ammo and after I got a same kind of water for Pasquale.
And where's yours, Luigi?
Manuel, you know, Schultz, on the way home from school, I'm lost a man.
Oh, you did, huh?
Uh-huh.
Then tell me, Luigi, how could you buy Pasquale a fountain pen if you lost the $50?
Luigi, you mean you couldn't have bought me a present when you lost the money, so you gave me the fountain pen the classes to give you? Is that what you mean, Luigi, huh?
Merry Christmas, Pasquale.
Luigi.
Luigi, why didn't you tell him why you didn't give him a present? Pasquale, did you know that this little Wiener Schnitzel here, he's been saving $1 a week from his lunches and car fares just so he could prepare a big surprise for you?
Luigi, you was going to spend all of the $50 on me? What could you buy? A suit, a coat, a shoes, a down payment on an automobile?
No, Pasquale, was there nothing like that? Was there nothing you could wear or eat or play with? Was there something for the heart?
Well, what? Tell us already.
Well, to me, Christmas is not for just the giving of things. It's for the spirit, the peace on earth, the goodwill towards the man. Pasquale, if what I was going to give you would have made you feel that way, it would have been a real Christmas present.
Well, Luigi, where is this present? Maybe if you was suddenly to find the money, you could still buy it.
No, Pasquale, it's not in a store. You see, I was went to the church, and I said to Father Carney, Father Carney, I'm going to be glad to give the church $50 if on a Christmas night, your little boys of choir, with their beautiful voices, they were to come and sing out the side of Pasquale's store.
The little boys of choir.
Ach, Luigi, only you could think of a thing like that.
Yeah, but what's the use? I was supposed to be there this morning, but I didn't have the money. I'm sorry, Pasquale. Hey, Pasquale, where are you going?
I'm going to kill myself.
What?
Luigi, I'm the worst rat that's ever crawled on the face of this earth. You see, I was the one... Luigi, what's that?
Hey, Pasquale, that's the choir. There was a come anyway. Look, there's a Father Carney.
Open the doors and let's hear.
Yeah, listen.
Oh, it's
wonderful.
That's amazing. Was beautiful. But I'm not expecting you to come. I'm not going to bring in no money.
Luigi, the church never asks for money in advance.
I'd have answered, but a father, I'm going to get to nothing. You see, I was a loser.
Luigi, look under the table.
That's an envelope. Hey, it's looking like my envelope. I'm going to look inside. Yeah, there's the money inside. My money. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. 60, 70, 80. 90. 100.
You see, Luigi, you found your money after all.
Yeah, but Father, how is it possible? Was only 50 in the envelope and now it's 100.
Luigi, it's a Christmas time. A miracle can happen.
Yeah, Pasquale. I wonder who's made it a miracle. So, Mamma Mia, Pasquale is the God as a Christmas present after all. And I'm going to finish this letter to you with my brand new fountain of pen. Pasquale is the one to write some extra words on it. Like, you best friend of Pasquale. But the Schultz is in her letter. So is it now pen and a pencil set. Mamma Mia, maybe you was thinking it to yourself. How much good was my present to have on a Pasquale? Well, I'm going to tell you. After everybody went away, the father, the choir, Schultz, I'm going to look at the empty envelope, and I'm going to say to Pasquale, Pasquale, you made a Dominican. And a Pasquale just said it to me, no, Luigi. You did. It's a take a miracle to make a miracle. Merry Christmas, Mamma Mia. To Uncle Pedro, the goat, to everybody in our little town, but most especially to you. Your loving son, Luigi Basco, the immigrant.
Next Tuesday at the same time over most of these stations when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his mama Basco describing his adventures in America. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is written by Mac Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Mac Benoff. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, Ken Peters as Olsen. Music is under the direction of Lud Gluskin. It's Ethel of the Barrymores and Bing of the Crosbys who are teaming up to bring you a merry half hour on CBS tomorrow night. Yes, on CBS's Wednesday night Bing Crosby show, you'll hear Ethel Barrymore bringing her great talents to a special Christmas story. And Bing will sing Silent Night, Adesta Fidelis, and White Christmas among his songs. The Bing Crosby show is heard every Wednesday night on most of these same CBS stations. I'll stay tuned for a space as well as immediately on CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.